You're listening to Real World News. Human rights.
Repression in Honduras remains unpunished. Interview with Juan Almendares. The repression against the organizations and peasant communities resisting the coup and who defend the right to their lands in Honduras has intensified after the inauguration of Porfirio Lobo to continue the de facto regime that ousted José Manuel Zelaya. The national plan that seeks to pacify Honduras after 6 months of dictatorship and with the forced exile of the legitimate president Manuel Zelaya conceals repression, torture, and murder operations in rural and urban communities. Juan Almendares from Madre Tierra, Friends of the Earth Honduras, exposed this in an article that circulated around the world and in an exclusive interview with Real World Radio. The repression in the Honduran countryside is based on an alliance between military, police forces, and private security corps that answer to agribusiness transnational corporations that were favored by the de facto regime and by Lobo, says Almendares. The communication with Honduras is difficult for the international alternative media. The rural areas are virtually silenced. During the interview, the communication with Almendares was interrupted several times as a result of the intervention of the phone lines. El Madrugón is the operation through which the Honduran de facto forces raid houses and social organizations, offices under the pretext of fighting crime, says Almendares. The alliance of the state and private police has taken over the main rivers and evicted peasant communities that lived in strategic areas for the advance of agribusiness. Another level of the alliances on which the Honduran regime is based are the links with Bogotá and the advice of Álvaro Uribe's administration in the repression, according to Almendares. Under Micheletti, Colombian hitmen trained in the dirty war arrived in the country and have operated ever since, he said.
You're listening to Real World News.